L'mokam sheribu in, l'mokam shemiyat loy. It's mashma, the ratio, when you have the two corners of the north side, and one side is longer than the other one, so you can walk to the longer side, but mashma, the shorter measurement on the other side, that you cannot walk to. Correct the mohr, what do you mean? Like Rashi says, b'tmiya, v'aloyesh b'chlam usayim ona. When you walk along the longer distance, pshita, you could walk past the shorter distance. So what does it mean? You could only walk to the longer side, mashma, not to the shorter side. And for the Gemara, Eima af l'mokem shariba, enechnami. The Mishnah means you're also allowed to walk to the longer distance. In other words, you can go l'kula and say the shorter distance is a mistake, and the longer distance is the tchum, and therefore you're allowed to walk the longer distance. That's called still in the tchum of the city for Hilchas Shabbos. So the Gemara, that the Mishnah says, Vaita, ribu liyechad, umiyat liyechad. If one side is longer, one side is shorter, so you listen to the longer. What do we have to say the second time? That's exactly the din of the ratio. That when you have two measurements, a longer and a shorter, you go bust at the longer measurement. So the Gemara Hasu Lomali, Hainu Hach, that's the exact din of the ratio. And for the Gemara Hochikoma, this is what the Sefer is saying, the bigger Chiddush over the ratio. That Ribo Echod Umiyot Echod. If you have two different people measuring the Tchum, not like the ratio that there's two corners, one corner and the second corner, but they have Bechlau, the whole Tchum. Two different people measured the Tchum, and one person came out to this tree is the end of the Apayim Amo, and another person said, no, the Tchum goes another few Amos down the road, is the Tchum. If this is the Chiddush, the word Shremim Lezeh Sheribo. We listen to the person that made the longer measuring, and we don't say, Marashach, one of these two are wrong, we don't know which one, let's make another measuring. No, we say the longer one is right. That's the skula. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. Shrash Yochi Koma, Riboy Echod Umiyat Echod, She Modedum Shnei Bnei Yodim. Two different people measured it. Ze Miyat Vze Riboy. One had a longer measuring, one had a shorter one. Is we listen to the longer one. Now Omar Abaye says, Ulbovad, when do we have this Chiddush that we listen to the longer measurement? That he does not extend more than the other measurement, more than how much the diagonal is more than one side. In other words, the diagonal of, let's say, we make the tchum is 2,000 amas out. So really, when you measure on the corner, in the corner, one way to make a mistake is, even the corner, diagonally, out of the city, you only measure 2,000 amas. Now that's a mistake, because really by the corner we're supposed to put like a tablet, like a box, that's a squared box, of 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. And when you do that, you gain that the alachsun, the diagonal of this box, is 2/5 more than the sides. So 2/5 of 2,000 is 800, like we had before. So you gain 800 amas on the measurement. So if there's a mistake between 800 amas, between the shorter distance and the longer distance, then we understand what the mistake is, and we say the longer one is right. But if the longer one is more than 800 amas longer, then we say one of the two made a mistake, and we don't know which one made a mistake, and therefore we have to have a new measuring. We can't use this measuring. So the Gemara. Shloyomru chachomim esadov alahachmir elolohokim. The Chachamim did not say the din of an Erev to be Machmir, he only said it to be Mekom. For the Gemara of Otanya, we learned in the Braiso, Loi Omru Chachamim Es Adover Lohokil, Elo Lahachmir, Tum Faker. When the Chachamim came to say the din of a Tchum, they did not say, oh, Kula, but they said a Chumra. So Chumra to Stira, our Mishnah is saying it's a Kula. That's why we're Mekom. And the Gemara, there's no Stira. Omar Ravina, Loi Lohokil Adivrei Torim. The Chachamim did not come to be Mekom what the Torah said, Elo Lahachmer al Divrei Torah. They became to be Machmer what the Torah said. Because midiraisa, you are allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas out of the city. Like we say, even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that holds that Tchumim is midiraisa, minatari, not allowed to walk out on Shabbos out of the Tchum, the Tchum midiraisa is only Yud Beis Mil. That was the shear what the Machna Yisrael was in the Midbar. That's the shear. But less than Yud Beis Mil is Mutter midiraisa. Here, when the Rabbanan said you cannot walk 2,000 amas out of the city, which is much shorter, that's only in Asmach, that's only mid Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan did this to be Machmer on the Divrei Torah, but the Rabbanan. But the Ikadin Tchum is only mid Rabbanan. Therefore, since it's only a drabbon and the gadin, we could be makul, or we have a suffix. Which shear? We take the longer shear. We go lekula. Here's Dr. Mishnah. Ir shel yochid. We have a city that belongs to a yochid. The nasis sharabim. And later on, you have people moving into the city that have became a rabbin. Now, the shear of a rabbin is 600,000 people living there. Therefore, Rashi says, Ir shel yochid. You did not have 600,000 people using this city. Mitchila, the city was like a belonging to a private person, or else the chalal, you did not have that many people living there. It's not considered a rishus rabin, the city. Because it's not doyma to the way the Yidin were in the midbar, by the digle midbar, where they had at least 600,000 Yidin there. Now, this is a smaller city. Venasa Sharabim. Later on, more people move into the city, and now you do have 600,000 people living there. Rashi says, Sheni Toisfu Bo Burin, or Nikfa Bo Shvokim, or else they became like Shvokim, like a marketplace is there. A lot of people come in to use it, and now you do have the shear of a Rabim. Still, the din is Ma'arvin as Kula. You're allowed to put an Eruv all around the city, like a Suras HaPesach all around the city, to be mad to the people to carry all around the city. Later they make a shtufim voice, or they make like a river chaserith, they collect their pots from everybody, but you're allowed to make the eruv all around the city. What's the chiddush? Mashenkein, v'shel rabin. Let's say the city Metchila was made up from 600,000 people. Then the din is you are not allowed to make an eruv all around the city. But we'll soon see what the din is. So if the city was first shel rabin, then v'nasa shel yochid, there's the chiddush. Even though later some people moved out, out of the city, and right now you have less than 600,000 people living in the city, still the halacha is ein ma'arvin es kula. You are not allowed to make an eruv all around the city midrabbonim. There's a gzera. Because if you're going to make the eruv all around the city, since this city has 600,000 people living there, it looks like rishus rabin. And if we're going to tell you you're allowed to carry inside this city, people will think there's no issa carrying out on Shabbos. So therefore the rabbonim made like a takona. You have to leave over part of the city. So that part of the city is not included in the Eruv. So people know there is an Issa you can't carry out on Shabbos. What's the Raya? Because the other part of the city can't carry out. So the Mishnah says, Ein ma'arvin es kula, elim kem osa chutza lo, you left outside the city, you left a part, outside the Eruv, a part of the city that's as big as ki'ir chadosh shel Yehuda, like a new city in Yehuda. What does that mean? Sheyesh bo chamishim durin. That at least 50 people lived there. As you have to leave over a part of the city, at least 50 people living there, that's not included in the Eruv. Divir Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Rebbe Shimon says no, or less of a shear. Gimul Chatzerah Shal Shnei Batim. You only have to leave over three different Chatzerim, three different courtyards, which has two houses opening up into two chatzers, into each chatzer. And this we have before, this is the shear of a smallish ear. This makes up a city. And the din of a city is that you don't measure the tchum right outside the house, but you measure the whole city like Arba Amis, and outside the city you measure the tchum. So here also, if you leave outside your Erev, around the city, you leave out a three chatzerim with two houses, each one, that's considered like a small city, then you're allowed to make Erev around the rest of the city. So Drashi Marvin is Kula. So the ratio of the Mishnah is the Chiddush. Even though now you have 600,000 people living there, but since at the beginning it was an Ir Shel Yochid, you are allowed to make the Erev all around. We're going She'ein Bo Rishus Rabin Gemura Shel Tezai Nama. So Rashi says, providing that in the city there's not a real Rishus Rabin going through the city. The main road is not 16 Amis wide. And if you do have Rishus Rabim in the middle of the city, then the Gemara will explain the Takona, what you have to do to be matir to carrying through the Rishus Rabim. Vaitas Atrashi Vishal Rabim Shanasha Shayochid. Revusa Ashwin. This is a Chiddush in the Mishnah. The Afagab the Nasa Shayochid, even though now people moved out of the city. You did not have 600,000 people living there. Still we say, Ein Ma'arvin es Kula. You're not allowed to make an Arab all around the city. Since at the beginning it belonged to the rabbin, the Dilma Hodra, we're afraid maybe the people will move back again. It'll be made into a rabbin, and they'll come to make an Erev then also around the whole city. the also la arev irsha rabin. You should know when it's also to put an erev around the city, below shir, without leaving over some. The afagav the ember rishus rabim gemura. Even though there's no main road there, that 16 amos wide, there's no real rishus rabim. Still, it's also mid rabbanon's of Rashi shleitish takach teiris rishus rabim. People should not forget about the din of rishus rabim. The shir. Now that we say you have to leave over a part of the city outside the erev, have a keru at the time of mishum erevu. People will know now, since they'll see that this part of the city you can't carry, they know there's an Issa, they're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. So how come the people inside the city are carrying out? The Echad of Pshat is because there's an Erev. So therefore people will not forget the Aloch of Rosh Hashanah. They'll know that when you have an Erev, it's different. So that's the din of the Mishnah, that when you have a city that 600,000 people live there, Metchila, you can't make an Erev all around the city, but you would have to leave over a shear of the smallest shear of a chotzer. Yeah. Zakti Gemara. Heichi domi ir shol yochid, v'nasi shol rabin. What's the case that was saying, even though the city first belonged to privately, there were not 600,000 people living there, then it became shol rabin, still it's mutter. Even though now you have a rabin living there, still it's mutter. What's the case? So first, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, so what to say, kegoin the iskrito de Resh Galusa. That means the cities where Resh Galusa lives. Where, like, the president, he was the memshala, the governor. He told them the halachis. Where he lived, the cities around him, there it's mutter. And we'll soon see what the svar is. Omalei Rav Nachman said, my timer, why do you say only cities like around where Resh Galusa lives? The Khuri telling me, Ileim mishum deshchicha garbi harmano. If you want to say people come around, the governor is mitkri adodi. That people remind themselves that the governor there means to the Tamil Chachamim, they knew the halachis, so they would tell everybody that even though now we have 600,000 people living in the city, but you know why we're allowed to make an erev all around the city? Because Metchile was an irsho yochid. So they would tell everybody the halachis. Mashenka, another city that does not have the harmono, does not have the governor there, they were afraid maybe they'll make mistakes and think, just like this city, even though now there is 600,000 people. People think, who are then you can put an Arab around those cities, even when Mitchilo, this city, was made up with 600,000 people. That was there for Svarim. For at the Gemara, no. So the Markula Yisrael Nami, every city where every Yidin live, Nami, there's a Svar, they'll remember one another. Bitsafra de Shabbata Shricha Gabi Adodi. That every Shabbos in the morning, the Rav gives a drosha, and the Rav will darshan, tell everybody. That you know why in our city now, even though we have 600,000 people, we're letting you put an Erev all around the city? It's only because this city, Metchila, was a Yochid. Means Metchila, we did not have 600,000 people. But Enoch Nami, a city that's made up Metchila right away with 600,000 people, I'll tell you there, you're not allowed to make an Erev all around the city. So it's not a Svara Dafka by the city near the Resh Galusa. It's a Svara, any cities that have Yidden live there, the Rabbonim will dash on Shabbos and tell them the halacha. Senech Namis, the Gemara says, Elo Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was Chayzer, and he said, Kegoin, Diskrator Dinatuzoi, Enech Nami, any city. The Rashi says, Dinatuzoi is a Rashi, Kurach Shalaisish, no special city. Even a city like this, still, if Metchila belonged to a Yochid, which means there was less than 600,000 people living there, even though later on more people moved in and now you do have 600,000 people, still the din is, you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. And we're not choshers, maybe you'll come to do it to other cities, because the Rabbonin will darshan on Shabbos what the locher is. But here we're different. So the Gemara Tana Rabbonin. Ir shel Yochid v'nasi sharabim. If you have an ear that first there was less than 600,000 people living there, and then more people moved in and became to be an ear sharabim. For Yeshua sharabim oiveris betoicha. And you do have a main street going straight through the city, which is wide, 16 amis. So it has a shame Yeshua sharabim on this main street, that the host, all the people in the city, the 600,000 people in the city use this street. Therefore it's considered the Yeshua sharabim. So the Braisa says, Ketzad Ma'arvin Oiso, how do you make an Erev that you're allowed to carry out from the houses, even like into the Rosh Hashanah, is Oise Lechem Mikan V'Lechem Mikan. All you have to do is, on the two sides of the Rosh Hashanah, put a Lechi, a beam going straight up on one side, and on the other side of the city, where the other entrance, in other words, this Rosh Hashanah, this main street, goes straight through the city. So at one entrance of the city, put up a lechi, and at the other entrance, when the road goes out of the city, put another lechi over there. Oy kuri mikan v'kuri mikan. Or else put a beam going straight across at one entrance, and going straight across on the other entrance. And that's enough, v'noise v'noisem b'yemsa. And then you're allowed to carry even through the Rishus Rabbim. Now the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to say this goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that Rabbi Yehudi Shita always is, two mechitzes make up Rishus Yachid Midiraisa. So since you have two mechitzes, even though it's open on the other two sides, it's considered Midiraisa Rishus Yachid. That's why we could be make over just a lechi or a kairam. But Lalacha, we hold you always need at least three good mechitzes to make a Rishus Yachid. Therefore, here where the Rabbim walks through, a Tzuras HaPesach would not help, because we hold this Svara also Rabbim Mubatla Mechitza. The Rabbim walks through the Tzuras HaPesach would break down the Mechitza, so it's only good if you have a Delis. That was the Gemara we had before. But right now, this price is going according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that you don't need a Delis. It's enough two Lechis or two Kers. So Drashi Bishus Rabbim Maveras Petoicha Shel Tez Zayin Amar Reichiv. It is 16 Amis wide. Is the din you have to use lechi mikan v'lechi mikan l'roshe rishus rabim to the openings of the rishus rabim into the city uva'yoroi shein lehem chay maskinu, talking about a city that does not have a wall around it, shiroshe rishus rabim mufuloshim, that the two sides of the rishus rabim go straight through the city. Now uvishel rabim v'rehi shirabim l'shori rabonim l'hay takanta t'chom uvoisea mufuloshim hevri kushus rabim. This kula to use two lechis and two kuris is only where the city is not really an Yerusha Rabbim. Such a case we're not making. We're only making where really the city belonged to Yochid. It did not have 600,000 people. Just later on it moved in. Then we're making with this kula ali with Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. So the Moravaita. The ain mi'arvin oisul echatzoin. A city, we're going now as a Yerusha Yochid, that you are allowed to make an Erev all around the city, but you have to make one Erev all around the city. You're not allowed to do it lechatzoin, to make half the city with one Erev, and the other half of the city with another Erev. And we'll soon see on the days, why not? Ella, how do you have to make it? Oi kula, oi movi movi. Either you make one Erev, it's like the Tzuras HaPesach going all around the city, and you collect the pas from everybody to make one big Erev, or else you're allowed to make each Mavi by itself. Every Mavi can make its own Erev, that's also Mutter. But to divide the city up in half and half, that's also. Yeah. Or Mavi, Mavi, from Yatzma. Yeah, and Lama Beis will explain what does it mean, why not? Baita. Let's say the city first belonged to like 600,000 people were living in the city. And right now you still have this amount of people. You still have 600,000 people living in the city. Now there's